Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that we can gather in your name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the prayers in your word. And Lord, always so much in every prayer to learn and to be reminded as an example of how to pray, or how Apostle, in this case, this morning, Apostle Paul, through the Spirit, would pray for the people there in Thessaloniki. And so, Lord, lead us and guide us and direct us in our prayers. Lord, we thank you and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in 2 Thessalonians today. We continue kind of this faith, hope, and love pattern in the two letters to Thessalonians. But the second letter is a little bit more in an impact with regard to the second coming. And in Paul's prayer here in the first chapter, I'll just read it to you, and then we'll sing a song that came to mind as a result of a part of the petition here. He says, "Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling that he's been talking about, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so when I read, "may be glorified in you," I thought of that praise song, an old praise song in my life, "Lord, be glorified." The words are there on the front. So I believe verse 1, they're very short here. "In my life" is twice. And then verse 2, "in my song" is once, and "in your church" is once. So let's sing along here. You can either listen or sing or praise the Lord silently or as loud as you want, because we want to lift our voices to him, and may he be glorified in us. So may his name be glorified. Amen. This is a very short prayer, but it's really a good prayer if you would just remember to pray for one another, to pray for the body of Christ, because just listen to this as we already read part of it. Paul is saying, we also pray always. I like that. Praying always. How is your prayer life? Are you always praying? That's what we're to do, isn't it? Praying always for you, and then the that is always important, I think, of these prayers, because that's the object of what the prayer petition is here, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in the work of faith with power. So just breaking that down, that our God would count you worthy of his calling. Do you ever pray that for one another? Have you ever prayed that for me? Would you start praying that for me? But that our God would count us worthy of his calling, and then what? Fulfill or complete all the good pleasure of his goodness. That's another great prayer for one another, isn't it? Of course, not just believers, but this is primarily, he's praying for believers here, and unbelievers have to receive the Lord before they come into some of these things, it seems, but that our God would fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and that he would fulfill the work of faith with power. Now, if you can get your hand around that one, you're way ahead of the game. But fulfilling the work of faith with power, and we know that it is by faith that we have that relationship with him, and we know how easy it is to be pulled away from him by the world, because the world is filled and Satan is filled and our flesh is filled with all the sensory things, right? Things we see, things we can smell, things we can touch, things we can hear. And are you kind of aware of just how much bombarding you're getting every second of every day from the world? I mean, it is noisy, isn't it? Always, and boom, 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 everything now is compressed into, you know, a little few seconds of pounding, right? I mean, it's not just long silence of quiet, and once in a while you hear something, it's just boom, 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 boom. And so that's what's coming at us, right? And yet, we want this relationship with the Lord, and we know that he is more powerful than any of this, but his relationship with us is not one where he's boom, 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 booming all the time in our senses, is he? Because he's saying, the just shall live by faith. How noisy is faith? How much can you touch it? How much can you see it? You can't, right? So on one hand, we got all these sensory things coming in that aren't good. And on the other hand, we've got a loving Savior and Lord who's done everything for us, but he's not really grabbing us by the neck and pounding us every 5 seconds with a jolt, is he? On one hand. On the other hand, the power of the work of faith is so awesome, and that is just such a good prayer, it would seem to me, that our God would fulfill the work of faith with power in each of us. And then secondly, the second that is that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. So if someone came in and spent a little time with you, how long would it take them to recognize that you are glorifying the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Would they ever find out? Well, we want to be glorifying him, do we not? We read in Romans 12:1 that we present our bodies, what, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. And that we want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we would prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So may the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in you and you in him. Two-way street, you and him. Does he look at me and say, yes, he is mine and I am his, and he is glorified in me and I'm glorified in him. And then according to what? What's the standard? According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. How great a standard is His grace? It's beyond compare, isn't it? Just think of the sinners we are, were, and by His grace He saved us. By His grace He's redeemed us. By His grace He's sanctifying us, and by His grace He will glorify us. So we're in that path right now. We're in that travel, so to speak, through these few short years of life here on earth. And we're saved, and so we've got it made in that regard. But all those around us, close friends, faraway friends, whatever, no friends at all, enemies, don't know you. They don't know the Lord, do they? And so they're totally lost. They'll bow the knee to Christ, we know that. But if they don't bow today to salvation at the great white throne, they'll bow to eternal destruction. And that's too hideous to even contemplate. So just closing in the prayer one more time. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You for this beautiful prayer. It just seems like all of them are so beautiful, and they are. And we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for saving us, and we thank You for completing Your good work in us. We're not nearly completed yet, but we're not what we were either. I thank You for each one who faithfully comes early in the morning here to pray. And Lord, what an honor it is to be gathered as one body and to be able to pray in one voice with one heart, because we're led by one Spirit, with You abiding in each one of us, speaking to each one of us. And so, Lord, as we pray this morning, would You just lead us and guide us in this time of prayer, and may we respond to You. The purpose of prayer is to align our thoughts and hearts and desires and so forth with Yours, and so it's always a response. Our prayer is always a response to You. It is never the other way around. We are not ever to shout out, do this, do that, and do something else for me, but rather responding to You. And we know what Your heart is. We're to hate evil, Lord, and we're to stand for what is good, and that is You. And so lead us now in these moments, that we would redeem the time this morning as You would lead us in prayer. In Jesus' name,